help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat, beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat,
beat.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CIC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
Sing it.
Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Nettles by Ethel Kane from her new album, Willoughby Tucker, I'll Love You Forever, I think is what it's called. I should know. Like, I really like the album. Yeah. I'll Always Love You. So I was close. It came out just under 2 weeks ago, August 8th, and I was, like, looking forward to it all year. As soon as, like, this song came out, because it was the first single released for it, I knew I would like it. I know that Ethel Kane used the same, like, I don't know if it's a synth, I think it's a synth, that was used to make the theme for Twin Peaks, and if you don't know already, that's, like, one of my favorite things of all time, Twin Peaks. Like, it's insane how much I like it. So I think, of course, like, I would really like this. Anyway, I didn't really want to do a set theme this week because I've been kind of all over the place with, like, what I've been listening to in music. So this is sort of, like, a mix of slowcore, but also, like, other stuff. And I just had to throw this in because people consider Ethel Kane slowcore. I don't know if I do. I also thought it was pretty topical with considering her beef with Lana Del Rey right now, which, like, started 2-3 days ago, I'd say, where Lana Del Rey released a song or a clip from her new album being, like, dissing on Ethel Kane, which is kind of insane to do. I guess it's because people compare the two of them because they both got this sort of, like, Americana vibe, Southern American vibe, but clearly Lana Del Rey did not like that and has now been beefing with Ethel Kane, getting, like, Claro to unfollow her and then Claro refollowed her. Like, it's a whole, like, messy drama, and it's like, hey, Lana, you're I think, over 30. Grow up. Also, like, the clip that you posted on your Instagram didn't sound very good. Sorry. So I thought it was very topical to include this song. What I have up next is Forever Sweet Sweet Same by the band 9 Million, who are actually opening for Ethelkane on her tour right now, which I unfortunately did not get tickets for. I fought really hard, and then they reached like $200, and I couldn't justify spending $200, which is probably lame, but I just couldn't do it. And they're from Toronto, I believe, which is really sick. And then after that, I have Easy by Blerion.
Thank you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Easy by Bleary Eyed, and what I have up next is No Frown by Starling, followed by Holy Water by Teeth. A lot of the stuff on this episode are like newish releases, which I just love doing because I think that there is always so much good, like, new music that is coming out, obviously, that people don't know. And I want to enlighten people with music. So, that's really, like, exciting and stuff like that. So both of these are new releases. That's about it. I hope you guys enjoy.
See you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, this is just like a mix episode. It's no specific genre. I think it's leaning towards slowcore, but it's not really anything in particular. What I just had playing was Teeth with Holy Water. What I have up next is Misery by Winter featuring Horse Jumper of Love, followed by Greaser by The Crying Nudes. I love both. Horse Jumper of Love, amazing. The Crying Nudes, so cool. Very like Dean Blunt adjacent, which is sick. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Feel so lonely, makes you feel like you listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Would you want a new thing now?
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm your host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Sliver by Mother Soki, a recent release, like I think in the last week. I might be wrong, but I think it's the last week it was released, like maybe last Thursday or something like that, but like along those lines. And then what I had before that was Taste by Sophia Stell. I don't know if it's, I think it's Stell, who's Canadian, which I recently just found out. I had no clue. I feel like a lot of the time it's harder to find sort of like niche genre Canadian artists. Maybe I'm not looking hard enough and that could most likely be it. But I think Sophia Stell is one of those like genre blending, recently emerging artists, which is really sick to find out that they're Canadian. What I have up next is Bone Collector by Slake, followed by In Bed by Everything Else. Both sort of new, interesting sounds, things like that. I'm just like, I've been so all over the place with music I've been listening to recently that I've found it quite hard to like pick a certain genre to focus on this week. So I just kind of like threw a bunch of stuff together. I want to say like I did put thought into this and whatever, but I did sort of do a little collecting. Like when I say I've been all over the place with music, I mean like I listened to Panic at the Disco on my way to work yesterday, and then I listened to Sophie with like the posthumous new release today on my way to work. I feel like it's a lot. It's that summer, sort of end of summer burnout where like you're probably like, oh my god, burnout, what, it's summer. No, trust, when you're working a lifeguard, like you burn out. And so I've just been like listening to mind-numbing music to like keep me going. Anyway, enough of me talking. I hope you guys enjoy. This for myself to own.
must be new. Were you looking for me this whole time, or did I send for you?
Kate, I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, you missed out on a fantastic episode because I only have two songs left. The first one is She's Green with their song Little Birds, followed by River Again by Meadows, who is a super small Canadian slowcore artist, which I found from an Exclaim article, which I've been really sort of deep, not deep diving, but digging into to find Canadian artists, because they'll do each month 10 Canadian artists you need to check out in June of 2025, and this was one of them, and so I had to throw it in. And what I had before my little before me coming back on and talking your ear off was In Bed by Everything Else, and then before that it was Bone Collector by Slake. I was saying earlier there was no really set genre this week. It's just been like the last couple weeks of summer have been insane, and I have not like sat and like researched or done like a ton of deep diving into music. So it wasn't a crazy genre episode this week. I was going to try and do bubblegum bass, but then that was really hard because there's not a lot of Canadian artists that like fit. Same thing with like hyper pop and stuff. So I really need to like dig in and find that. But like, I feel like the vibe of this all goes together. And I got to talk about Ethel Kane today, which I love her and adore her. And I think she's so cool. Despite being canceled, I know you guys, I know she was canceled recently, but I have to put a lot of respect on the music she makes, and I think it's really fantastic. And like, I don't want to say it hasn't been done before, because it probably has, but for people of my generation who are like 21, then I haven't heard stuff like it, which power to the people, all to her. If you don't already follow the Instagram, it's I'll Try Anything Once program, and I post like little graphics for each episode, and things like that. Sorry, the energy is off today. I'm getting over an illness. My sister got me sick, so my voice is like half gone. Also like yelling at kids at work, which makes me seem evil. So the lifeguard life has made me sound a little raspy. I'm sure it sounds great. Anyway, I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I'll be back next Wednesday, 4 p.m.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present a new Airwave YGK workshop brought to our community. Young, emerging local musicians are welcome to join us on August 21st at 11 a.m. at CFRC for our free industry intro, Getting Your Music Out There workshop with Mark Garnas and Chancellor Miracle. Come learn about getting your band booked, applying to festivals, procuring booking agents, touring, funding, submitting music to CFRC and other radio stations nationally, plus other great tips and tricks for emerging musicians and bands. Space is limited. Register now through Instagram at CFRC Radio or our website at CFRC.